Hello, I'm in a studio, and I am in the middle of reading Normal Women, 900 Years of Making History, my new book. I decided to do the audio read for this. I've never done one before. I wanted to do this one because it's so important to me and it's so personal to me and it's so much an authored book, which sounds funny because you would think that a fiction was more authored than a history. But this is a very personal view of the history of England, 900 years of the history of England, and I wanted to read it myself. It's going to be quite a high-value production. There's quite a lot of quotations in it from quite idiosyncratic people. We've got Benjamin Franklin speaking. We've got Virginia Woolf speaking. We've got more women than men speaking because that's what the whole book's about, the women's voice. There's also women speaking that you don't whose voices you don't normally hear. People who were reported in courts. So we've got what the magistrates say they said, but we're doing it as if the women are saying it. So that what we're getting is we're capturing, in a sense, the actuality of centuries before there was sound recording, which is really rather thrilling to do. It is kind of reanimating history. And there's going to be some music composed to be with the book. And the whole thing is going to be, I think, a genuinely rich read. It's not just the words off the page. It's a lot of atmosphere and a lot of sense of the reality of the history that I'm writing about. I wanted to write a huge book about women, those engaged in unusual practices and those living uneventful lives, up against their society and gliding along the top of it, the few we have heard of and the millions we have not. And I wanted to show that murderers and brides, housewives and pirates, whores and weavers, farmers and milliners, female husbands, hermits, the chaste, the jousters, the painters, nuns, queens, witches and soldiers are all normal women, as normal as the ones who live and die without a man noticing them for long enough to write down their names.